Yes, I think the minister is very happy with the outcome of the proceedings because he believed that the proceedings should not have been commenced in the first place because he did articulate his issues very well with them when they called him for several interviews. And it was shocking that even when there was nothing because the crime, they insisted that the public must actually see them to be working when in actual fact there is nothing. So the whole set of allegations started when they claimed that he had benefited from the supply of ambulances which were supplied to the government of Zambia, and they were accusing him that he was a beneficiary of corrupt monies. So they went on and did their investigations and found that there was no evidence linking him to any of those ambulances, because as far as we are concerned, the issue of the ambulances could not even have been any of the issues to be tried in court, because one, he's not involved in any government procurement. Number two, he does not even sit on the procurement committee. Number three, the ambulances were delivered to the government of Zambia and not to him, and they were fully paid for, and you know, they were working. They shifted the allegations from saying you corruptly benefited from the ambulances, and then now they started talking about you have so much property. You know, you own too many properties around Lusaka and all these other areas.
The WHO the other day issued a warning about corruption pertaining to COVID-19 funds. I'm sure this must have been of concern to the health minister.
Yes, of course. The health minister has been very, very worried that people are not taking the issues of coronavirus very seriously. And I think if you heard a few weeks ago, the vice president was warning minister of health officials in all the 10 provinces to account for all the donations made to the fight against COVID-19. The issues of allegations that the minister was facing related to business transactions that his company was involved in. For example, 4 years ago, one of his companies entered into an agreement to purchase a boat through another agent. The boat was bought from Dubai through an importing company, and they said that, you see, he had corruptly acquired the boat. There was no evidence to that effect. Secondly, they said that he had possessed a $200,000. There was no evidence about that. No one actually saw it, and it never existed. The third allegation related to the shares that he bought in a company that he had actually an interest in. And again, there was no evidence that the monies were actually proceeds of crime. When the Anti-Corruption Commission did their investigations, they found that the total number of shares that he purchased only amounted to 10,000 shares. And all the allegations put together only amounted to about 5 million kwacha, which we can simply say is in the range of maybe $30,000 or $35,000, $300,000, so to speak, in total. When they analyzed his earnings as a member of parliament, they found that his earnings as a member of parliament were far much more than what he is alleged to have corruptly obtained.